Well, my family dynamic is that my father had dementia for many years, whilst he was ill, we really struggled to find the right help and information that we needed. And since then, my mother's been on her own, and she's had a number of specific health problems. I've got two children, a husband, a house to run, and I work, so I completely understand the sandwich generation because I'm right in the middle of it.
Do you feel the pressure most keenly amongst all the family members? Are you right in the hub of it?
I think, actually, I've got two sisters and we all share it out very well. We work very well together, and you know, they actually live closer to my mother than I do, so sometimes I, you know, help by doing a lot of the telephone work and, you know, renewing car insurance and that kind of thing and sorting out doctors, and then my sister, who lives very close, will sort of run mum around a lot more, which I'll do as well if I'm up there, but she lives around the corner. So I think it's a question of trying to share it out and trying to plan who can do what, so there's not resentment on any side as to somebody's doing more than the other person and so on.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that come with an element of guilt on your part because distance is involved? You can't be there physically. You know, for all your admin abilities, Deborah, that's great, but do you feel it's that you're not actually close and there with mum in the house?
Well, I mean, I go and see her at least once or twice a week, so I am there, but yes, inevitably you feel guilty. I mean, I think guilt's a terrible thing. It affects everybody. You always feel that you're not doing enough, however much you do.
Well, in reality, you probably are, and more then.
Yes, and I think the advice we give people on the website is just don't beat yourself up, because you can only do as much as you can do, and as long as your intentions are right and you are helping, and you know, you sit down with your parents and your siblings and agree what needs to be done, I think, you know, you should try not to feel too guilty, but I think it's an inevitability that people do.
So as people perhaps start to move into this situation, what would your advice be? I guess, you know, having an open conversation, really talking it through, and all the possibilities, the difficulties, challenges that you face, you really got to talk them through, haven't you?
You do. I mean, we've got an article on the website about the 10 most important questions you should broach with your parents and or difficult conversations you need to have. And whilst nobody wants to sit their parents down and say, look, you know, you're getting older, let's talk about it, it's actually really important to do that, because it's not just the issues of what care they would ideally like if they get ill or they can't cope at home. It's also, you know, how do they want to finance their care? Have they got their legal position in order? Do you know, have they made a will? Do they want to have a look at granting power of attorney to their children in case there are any problems in the future? Do they want to downsize? There are all sorts of issues that you can talk about. And also, you know, what modifications, if they are staying at home, might they need to make in the future and so on. And the earlier you have the conversations, the less likely you are to have crises. There will always be crises, obviously, but you will be able to cope with them better if you've thought it through ahead.